Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It is time for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorman is here with an update this morning on the economy, both locally and nationally. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Beth. This is a big week economically for the U.S. A number of reports coming out, which investors will be watching closely to test the health of the nation's economy. In fact, we had one out a few minutes ago on retail sales. That came in a bit lower than analysts were expecting. Manufacturing and March jobs coming up this week as well. I spoke recently with Jim Glassman. He's a chief economist for J.P. Morgan Chase about some recent speculation that maybe the U.S. is headed for a recession. He does not see that happening right now. He says it's not uncommon, though, for that kind of talk to surface when we've had as long a growth cycle as we've seen in recent years. Glassman also sees the Rochester-Western New York economy continuing to show strength.
The trend really since 2009 has been steadily rising. Yeah, it's not as dynamic as some of the big metropolitan areas, but it's steady and improving, and I think you're going to see more of this.
Bob McArdle is a J.P. Morgan Chase market executive in Rochester. He also sees signs of strength in the local economy. McArdle says the biggest problem seems to be companies having trouble finding workers in a tight job market.
It's difficult to find some of the skilled workforce, so people are investing in technology in their businesses, and companies are doing well. We did a business leader outlook survey where there was a lot of optimism going into the year, and I think that's continued and remained.
The Chase economist Glassman, by the way, says a bit of a slowdown in the U.S. economy may not necessarily be a bad thing, especially because it can make it easier for companies to find workers and put the nation on a more sustainable track in terms of the economy. Elderwood, a provider of care for seniors in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states, acquiring two local senior living facilities. The expansion involves the purchase of senior facilities in Fairport and Greece that have been owned by Brookdale Senior Living. They are the nation's largest operator of those types of operations. Overall, Elderwood acquiring six new senior facilities around the state. It's part of a deal with Elderwood's parent company, Post Acute Partners. Kodak reporting fourth quarter earnings after the markets closed today. This will be interesting. It's the first company earnings call since we had that big change in the executive ranks back in February when Kodak announced after nearly 5 years on the job as CEO, Jeff Clark stepping down from that role. The chairman of the company's board of directors, Jim Continenza, has assumed the role now of executive chairman. That means he will also be taking on the responsibilities that Clark had. Kodak does not plan to hire somebody to fill the CEO job. Of course, we'll have the information about Kodak coming up later today and also online at WXXINews.org. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.